Hello, my name is Mateo Kosick, and welcome to episode 3 of this podcast. Today we're going to be exploring the wonders of explicit bias. Explicit bias is caused by implicit bias, and it is a conscious action you make. One of the examples of implicit bias that I have in my life is whether I should wear my jacket or not. When I go outside on the weekends, I tend to not wear my jacket a lot. But sometimes I just need the extra pockets. That's a conscious decision I make, and it's a bias, because I like my jacket a lot, but, I don't like it that much. We recently were reading a book, and that book was called All American Boys, and one of the examples of explicit bias on there is obviously Rashad showing extreme bias to his brother, often over his father and mother. Another good one is the police officer and clerk just assuming that Rashad was there to steal something and pointing it out when instead they could have asked him. That is explicit bias. Implicit bias may have caused it, but the action they took was explicit. A good example in real life is recently in LC Bird, about last year, there was a cop who was affiliated with a hateful group. That was a conscious choice to join that group. Another one is obviously the fights that go on here. That's an explicit bias. One of the best examples of implicit bias right now is my choice to use a microphone over the microphone on the Chromebook, and the reason for that being is better audio quality. I explicitly prefer this mic. Because of implicit bias of me having this mic for years, I've assumed that it's reliable and without even testing it beforehand. Another good example of explicit bias in our book is when everybody decides to play dead at the protest. That, right there, that's a good example of not only advocacy, which we'll get to in the next episode, but as explicit bias, as they are choosing through their implicit bias that cops kill everyone just to play dead, take a stand. If you want to pull some media that is not from the book and show explicit bias, you can go ahead and look at some good villains who always exclaim that they have luck on their side or that they're going to win. It is an explicit choice from implicit bias to pronounce that they have already won. And, that's one of those kind of things that the hero usually comes back to. Explicit bias can cause good and bad. You can assume that someone is in danger from your implicit bias, so you take an action. Or it could be bad, assuming that someone is in fact bad, and so you take action and then somebody gets hurt when they are innocent. It's a 50-50 coin, and it really, really shouldn't be, but implicit bias can't be helped because it's in the mind, but explicit bias kind of can. The fact of it is that it's a conscious choice that you make, and I'm going to keep going back to that point over and over again whenever I talk about how you can stop explicit bias. So, I guess another good way to stop explicit bias would definitely like to be just to get to know those people before, you get all hasty. Use your implicit bias to your advantage. Look around the situation, make some other assumptions. While this person may look hurt, look around. Is anybody taking any action? If so, then you probably should stay around, but they're helping, and, you could always ask if they're all right. If someone looks like they're going to do some shady stuff, feel free to just walk next to them. People are less likely to do something bad if there's a large crowd, unless the crowd's there for a reason. In that case, you should probably go away. I guess that it's it's a kind of a wonky thing. But use your biases to your advantage. While implicit bias can cause explicit bias in itself can cause advocacy, which we will take a look up on our next episode, which is also going to be hosted by Bryson and Antonio.